To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We do have the Kevin Stefanski show coming up. Just a little spoiler. They have to coach better. They have to play better. We own that. But they do have Harold Fannin Jr. That's going to be a good interview. I like Harold.
They'll be like, so what happened on the direct snap to Harold Fannin there on the fourth and one on the 30-yard line? Well, in Andrew Berry's eyes, we executed.
Yeah.
We executed. We got that done. I got a big high five from Andrew Berry after the game. We pulled that one off.
I got a $10,000 bonus for making sure.
Oh, we call that the Hugh Jackson.
The Hugh Jackson?
Yeah, that's the Hugh Jackson. Legitimately got bonuses for losing games over those two
seasons.
Well,
then telling everyone he didn't.
Yeah. Oh, if we find out after the fact Stefanski is getting a kickback and all this for losses, it's going to make your Wyatt Teller take look like child's play, okay?
Now, this being said, we've obviously had some conversations about Dane Brugler's mock draft. He had the Browns trading up to take Fernando Mendoza at one. Well, Dane joined Anthony Whitlock and Ken Carmen today and broke down Fernando Mendoza and Dante Moore.
No question about that. I mean, and then nothing against those players. Those players have ceilings with what they are going to be at the NFL level. When we're seeing that play out on Sundays. They're good quarterbacks in terms of being able to operate an offense and go out there and, you know, at least try to put the team in position to compete. But they have ceilings of what they're going to be at the NFL level. And so nobody knows that more than the Browns. And that's why in this scenario, in this mock, I had them trading up to get a quarterback with a higher ceiling, and it's going to help them compete.
All right. Two things. It sounds pretty logical to me that two guys thought to be top three picks this year would have higher ceilings than guys that were third and fifth round picks.
Yeah. That's fair. I left feeling pretty high about this whole ordeal. And it's not that I like Dante Moore early returns. Talk to me, I guess, after the Buckeyes game on Saturday. Early returns, I like Dante more than I like Fernando Mendoza. But I found it interesting. Then we talked to Joshua Perry, and he basically, I mean, his interpretation of Fernando Mendoza was just night and day different than Dane Brugler's.
Yeah. I mean, it basically was he's not the star of Indiana's offense. And if
the running backs are, in his opinion.
And if you pressure Fernando Mendoza, he wilts.
And he basically said, what happens when he doesn't have a running game? And you'll find out, you'll see. And this wasn't, I don't think he was just being an Ohio State honk there. I think he genuinely does believe Fernando Mendoza just isn't it when it comes to quarterbacks.
And I think that's the struggle. So this is, you know, we've talked about the ceiling versus floor of this. Of if you're going for Mendoza, you're going for a guy who might be step in as a good starting quarterback, but he might never be more than that. Jared Goff, Matt Ryan, like these are the kind of quarterbacks that he's been compared to. Whereas with Dante Moore, you could have a Joey Harrington situation. You could have a, oh my God, this guy's top five quarterback. What I think is interesting is
Justin Herbert.
If you err on the side of we got to be safe and cautious, we got to take the more NFL ready guy, right? And he busts. Ooh, that's just a tough one. That's really just tough to come back from. Because again, it really comes back to the idea of I don't think you should play it safe in this scenario because, quite frankly, every quarterback can bust.
I don't. If it's still this regime, by the way, I don't know that Dante Moore can't be the selection if it's this regime because I don't think they can develop quarterbacks.
Well, no. They can as long as they fit into Kevin Stefanski's system. Hypothetically.
I mean, like Dante Moore is going to need some cooking, but yeah. he's also going to need a lot of actual work to be done. Not just the problem I have with Stefanski so often, this is why we have no one ever developed on the offensive side of the ball, is that I genuinely do think he just treats these players, all right, show up and what you are is what I'm going to get out of you. Hey, look at the defensive side of the ball. Jim Schwartz is developing everyone, and you're getting all sorts of returns on the defensive side of the ball because he's in there actually teaching these guys. And Myles Garrett, by the way, deserves a lot of credit too on the defensive line. He's constantly teaching these guys. He's basically a pseudo coach. Okay, we don't talk about that enough, but it's true. Meanwhile, on the offensive side of the ball, they don't ever develop under Stefanski. No. He just kind of rolls out the ball and says, okay, you are what you are, and then let's play with it. There's no actual coaching that happens. And if you take Dante Moore, the man can't even legally drink by the time the draft is around. He'd only played in 20 career games. Like, that's a raw quarterback. That's somebody you need to actually teach.
So I agree with you that Kevin Stefanski hasn't developed anybody on the offensive side of the ball. The only devil's advocate I would throw out is, it's really impossible to develop offensive talent when you've not had a consistent starting quarterback for 4 years. And specifically, like, even when you had a consistent starting quarterback, he was never there, or he was there for less than half of every season that he's been here. That's really, really hard. I'm not trying to give him the Peterlin pass. It's not what I'm trying to say.
It kind of sounds like
it. But I think it is.
The Peterlin pass.
And I think it might be one thing you have to think about is how much of this is just, we've had three or four quarterbacks every year for the last 4 years. That's, now granted, we've had guys in previous situations. We've had Josh Gordon.
Well, I mean, we took
with three different quarterbacks in the same season have 1,500 yards.
You took three straight third-round wide receivers and watched each one of them just kind of come and go.
They could also just,
I mean, maybe they do stink.
Bad picks.
But, yeah, I know, but it's like, so every bad pick we've had on the offensive side of the ball is just bad picks?
Oh,
like,
no, the law of averages on this says that some of those have to be on Stefanski.
Some of them have to be. And so that's the problem, though, I have in this discussion is that, like, even when it comes to quarterbacks, like, I'm supposed to trust that he'll get Dante Moore where he needs to be. Like the enticing part of Mendoza for fans out there is that Mendoza, he's going to come as cooked and ready to go as you could want. You know, this is putting the bag in the microwave and just pressing 4 minutes and watching it heat up. This isn't actual cooking. This is as easy as it gets. And so I don't know. I'd look at Mendoza and say, for Stefanski, that might be the only one of the two you could even trust.
And kind of to what
– I don't like him more than Moore. I don't.
And kind of to what you're saying, the whole idea of if you just plugged a – it's kind of like the special teams conversation where, like, man, if you just had average special teams, you'd have at least one more win, if not two more wins right now. If they had at least average quarterback play – they'd be a top four seed in the NFL right now. And not just because you'd be in the AFC North and that would...
And that's a very easy division right now.
But yeah. the 12th best quarterback in the NFL right now, with this defense, you're a legit Super Bowl contender. So you plug Fernando Mendoza in, day one he goes in and he's just that guy. As soon as next year...
Right. And that's a great point by you.
But the problem is, if you take Dante Moore... it might take 3 years to get where you need him to go. By that point, is this defense still going to be that defense?
Right, it's a great point. Like, you have to take advantage of what this Super Bowl caliber defense currently offers up. And so, yeah, to me it seems pretty clear, even though, I really think Dante Moore has got such a high ceiling, and I think he's going to be the better quarterback. But the position they're in right now and everything that Mendoza offers up would signal Mendoza.
216-474-0092. Did Dane Brugler fire you up?
But do you even trust them to go ahead and make a trade up to do this? Like, and not even trust them. That's the wrong way to put this. Do you believe that they'll have the stones to actually make the trade up to select the quarterback?
Yeah, I don't ever doubt the stones of this organization. I doubt the smarts. And by the way, that maybe didn't come out right because they're Ivy Leaguers. But there's worldly knowledge. There's book knowledge. And then there's knowing how to build a winning team and picking the right guy.
Right, two different things.
Like, if we said you needed a elite edge rusher or an elite cornerback and there were three guys to choose from, you got Jim Schwartz there. You just go over and say, Jim, who do you want to take? That's different. But because it's on the offensive side of the ball and it's either Kevin Stefanski or some dude I don't know yet, man, it's hard. Like, And yet at the same point, I have had a few people just be like, I'll just wait for 2027. It's like, I don't know you can. You know what I mean?
Not like, this regime can't wait that long. Well, I mean, consistently even, waiting. Jeez.
Even the next one. Like, if you don't draft a quarterback in the first round this next April, you damn sure better be at this point today, you damn sure better have a good veteran in that
room.
I mean,
they played fast and loose with their picks. They were almost – they were basically F those picks, Les Snead style, when it came to Deshaun Watson. But the past couple of years beyond that, it's not like we've seen them make massive trades up. And last year, they were very gun shy when it came to trying to pull the trigger to get that quarterback. Because you can tell me they didn't like him. Okay, fine. I wonder how much of a slam dunk it would have to be. We talked about them course correcting often. I wonder if the damages of the Deshaun Watson trade and the fallout and what happened when they didn't land the quarterback, if that would almost limit them from making the move again.
I don't think it will. And again, it depends on is Andrew Berry here? Is Kevin Stefanski here? But like, I think this organization, and listen, if there's one spot that you should be aggressive on, it should be the quarterback spot. It should be. Like, that should be the thing you're willing to risk. It's just, how can anyone have any confidence like that? And this is where Andrew Berry keeping his job is such a kick in the pants for Browns fans, because effectively, if you go into this and you're the sixth pick and you got to move up to one, you're trusting the guy that moved on from Baker Mayfield to take Deshaun Watson. You're trusting that guy to make the pick.
Right. And that's a hard ask for a lot of fans. And I get that. I mean, it's a hard ask.
So it's even tough to be excited about the thing that we should be excited. Like, usually you trade up to one to get the quarterback. Fan base
is dancing in the street.
And you're buying season tickets.
You're loving
and finally,
it.
Right?
Yeah. But the reaction wouldn't be that here.
Yeah. And it shouldn't be. And by the way, you can be excited about whoever they draft, but there's always going to be, until they get it right, or until they get a different regime, there's just always going to be a pit in there's always going to be a feeling in the pit of your stomach of, I like that quarterback. Man, are they going to screw it up, though?
Yeah, that's how I feel about every quarterback that ever comes in at this point with them. Like, it's part of the reason why I understand Shador fans' frustration at many point about him landing here, because it's not a great setup in a lot of ways.
So with all that, we had Dane Brugler on the station earlier today with Lima and Carmen, and he had said Mendoza and Moore grayed out higher than Sanders and Gabriel. The only thing he said that I don't like is he talked about, you know, Sanders and Gabriel have ceilings, Mendoza and Moore. I know what he was really trying to say is they have different ceilings. I just, when we start getting into the ceiling talk, ceiling and floor matter. They really do. I'm not here to tell you they don't. But man, we act as if that like there's some mythical quarterback that has no ceiling. Pat Mahomes was supposed to have a ceiling. Joe Burrow was thought to have a ceiling. We didn't know he was going to be one of the three best quarterbacks in the NFL, even if we thought he was going to be a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the ceiling thing is a little overstated in some of these conversations.
Well, yeah, I guess you just never know, right? And that's that. But that's part of the fun of it. That's part of the fun of projecting, too, is like trying to figure out which quarterback will, when they get to the NFL, continue to work the way they did in college and be able to get better and better. The projecting side of the draft is always intriguing to me.
So, the quarterback Deadpool in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. We're just talking about Dane Brugler's comments. We're going to get Cash Lovett here in a few minutes, but it's time to get you updated with the quarterback Deadpool with the commissioner, Jake Murrin. What it do?
All right, guys, I welcome you into week 15 of the Afternoon Drive quarterback Deadpool, and I'm going to start with Mack Robinson's team. He has Lenore Sellers, who finished the season with a 4-8 record at South Carolina. We'll also see top prospects Fernando Mendoza and Ty Simpson on his team in the Big Ten and SEC championship games this week, along with Darian Mensah on his team, who will lead Duke into the ACC title game against Virginia on Saturday night. It's a showcase weekend for you guys. For your guys, Mac, but I hear you're looking to make a change to your roster.
I think I'm going to make a move. I'm going to be dropping Darian Mensah and picking up Brandon Sorsby.
That's the second Sorsby action we've got this year.
Yeah, we've done some Sorsby.
Yeah, once
we've
on JP's team.
Sorsby swapping.
So hold on, did the waiver wire, did we have to go through the proper protocols? He kind of just did that.
Ooh. That's why I started with Mac.
I'm top of the waiver wire.
That's why I started with Mac, because he hasn't made a move in quite a while.
Okay. Who's on my team right now? Can you tell me? Because I might want to make a move as well.
Yeah, we can go to your team next. You have Dante Moore, who is obviously a stock continuing to rise, regarded as one of the top QBs in the class. Cade Klubnik, who looked good against the South Carolina last week. Garrett Nussmeier, he hasn't played in about a month or so. And then Haynes King, who has lost three of his last four games with Georgia Tech.
I'd like to drop Haynes King. Can I add the furry?
Finally got your furry.
I've had my eyes out for him the entire time. You all know it. I'd like Josh Hoover to add it to my team if I could, please.
As long as Nick doesn't have anything to say about that, because he would be next on the waiver wire, so he could block you from obtaining the furry. But
who's my team again?
So you have Arch Manning.
He's going to spite do it now. Wait, you got to tell the waiver wire before. Well, I'm going to call an injunction on this whole process.
I don't think you have those powers.
I'm going to call. Who do I go after? When the commissioner bleeps up, who do I go after?
You got to file a real lawsuit.
I need a grievance. I'm going to get the NFLPA attached to this.
I'm sure there's a local judge that would like to adjudicate this. The judge. So who are my quarterbacks again?
Yeah, you have Arch Manning, Carson Beck, John Mateer, and Jaden Maiava.
Let me see here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh no, I was letting you gonna. I don't want to influence you in any sort of way. Fine. He doesn't want to. He doesn't want a furry on his team anyway.
No. Let's don't make that decision for me.
Let's be honest about it.
Don't make that decision for
I win
me.
Either
Man,
way.
He's really, you know,
I win either way.
I get the opportunity right now.
I get the quarterback I want, or Nick's got a furry on his team. It's fine if I have one on my team. I think that's okay.
People expect it out of you.
It almost is the expectation. I don't know about
you,
though.
I would like to cut John Mateer. And I would like to pick up the furry.
This was it's just a spite move is all this. The Larry David spite store is all you're doing
right
now.
Not at all.
I don't appreciate
this.
Guys. I'm going to remember this.
John Mateer has.
I'm going to remember this for the long time.
John Mateer has an 83 passer rating this year. And the furry's passer numbers are better. I've been eyeballing Josh Hoover for a long time now. I've been really
How
thinking
long exactly?
about it.
At least three minutes ago.
Yeah.
At least 3 minutes.
Free
but
or
I
post
mean
furry.
I mean, listen, I think Josh Hoover is that's the guy. That's what my team's been missing. The Hooverator.
But why drop
John Mateer. Let him make the decision that he wants to make.
Because no, John Mateer
sucks. The decision is made. He can't go back
John
on
Mateer
it.
John Mateer blows.
But of all four quarterbacks, Mateer's the one that goes.
Here's the thing. Here's what I'll say.
I think this might be a steal for you, JP.
Oh, I'm going to take John Mateer, obviously.
Yeah, and drop Haynes King.
But the problem is that I wanted the Hoover Dam.
Yeah, I think John Mateer might
I wanted the vacuum cleaner.
I think John Mateer might be getting to Case Keenum. Who's the schlub here? Who's Dylan Gabriel territory. He should be a 6th or 7th rounder.
He's a tiny little guy.
And I don't think the draft community's caught up to it. John Mateer really does suck. I don't know if you guys have watched him. He's not good.
And you picked him.
You have Lenora Sellers. He went 4-8.
And he's still going to go in the first round.
Not this year.
No, he's got to stay in college now. He's not going back. He's not going in.
And yeah, we'll see.
Going to make some calls. Ty Simpson staying in Alabama. And then Lenora Sellers is obviously going to transfer out, and he's going to go to a different school. Like, your once promising draft board is basically hanging on by the weight of Fernando Mendoza.
We'll see.
No, we'll see. That's exactly what's going to happen. He got you dead to rights.
I think that Ty Simpson still comes out, but I also, I still think that.
Because you want to?
Just because you want it to happen.
I'm going to will it to happen, but.
You're going to be on the message boards? That's like different names. Like, I've already got a top five grade. I don't know what you guys are hearing. Ah, me too.
I like that the commish.
Jeremy Fowler post coming up soon.
The commish is like fiercely typing over there. He's like, we haven't had this much action in the quarterback Deadpool ever.
Yeah, a lot of graphic changes over here.
Yeah, I can
I'm working
see
on.
That. You're like, we got so much time to
very
get the graphics
graphic
out.
With a Hoover, with a furry
if
Hoover.
If you put a furry head on him, I think that's fair game. I think it's fair game. Put a furry over Hoover's head if you could and make that the graphic.
If we recall, you've said repeatedly, we don't kink shame on the show, but
no,
you have furry shamed. I never have. I want you. You want to dress up like a bear and go.
I said I didn't. I didn't want my quarterback to be a furry
with a skunk or something. You go do it.
I didn't think it was a hot take. I didn't want my quarterback to be a furry. In fact, I brought up how Pittsburgh has become like the hot spot for the furry convention.
Yeah,
another thing for your
yinzers. Kenny Pickett.
Another thing for your yinzers over there. You can move off inbreeding and just talk about the furry convention. They've embraced it.
Enjoy the
ball. So I will take Josh Hoover.
Type of city that is.
Yeah, you get Josh Hoover, JP gets John Mateer.
Man, I wanted that furry.
Last order of business, the votes, the poll from last week, it was 84% in favor of Mac, 11% Nick, and JP back in last place with 5% of the votes.
Because
with all of these
Haynes
changes,
King?
We'll see what...
Well, yeah, that's
you had,
how bad
dropped
Haynes
me
King
that
was.
You had Haynes King for 2 weeks now, but I guess you and Nick are just flip-flopping last place in this poll. Week every single week you guys are second or third,
and I might have the number one quarterback when it's all said and done.
You very might. Well could in Dante Moore, yeah.
So can I make another move?
Well, are Mac and Jonathan done making moves? Because
I'm done.
Then
we do have to go through the proper waiver wire channels. I want to see his move first now.
Am I back at the top of the waiver order now at this point?
Yes, you are, Mac.
All right, yeah, no, I'm not doing anything.
What's your move?
All right, well, then it would go to Jonathan, but
is
I'll
he
allow
dropping?
This because of the Josh Hoover
you finally
going to
get rid of Arch now? What's he doing over
I'm
there?
Looking. You're never going to know. I'm doing my research.
Well, it would have been nice before the segment if maybe you did a little research.
I already used my one. I already fired my first bullet. I'm going to go back. I got to get more bullets.
You're out of bullets.
Says you.
We only got so much time in the segment. You're out of bullets.
I know. By the way, apologies there to our good buddy.
Cash, love it.
Hate it. We're good for now.
Right, you got next week.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. All these changes will be posted afternoon 9:23 FAN on X. Go vote on the poll there.
That is the commissioner there. That is a quarterback Deadpool. Snaked you on the furry. I really wasn't going to make that move. I totally
I know you weren't. We all know you weren't.
It's so good. It's
we all
so
know
good.
You weren't.
Enjoying it so much.
All of a sudden, we're like a slave to the waiver wire order. Okay.
Thanks, commish. No, this is...
commish.
It's integrity of the game. All right? Look it up. Integrity.
Integrity. You just admitted you snaked my guy, and you're going to give me a lesson on integrity?
I had to have integrity. I said the game's got to have integrity.
Unbelievable. You're an unbelievable human.
Cash, love it. About to appear on the fan hotline.
It's time to put it on the line with Cash Lovett. Sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
Cash, welcome back to the show, my friend.
How are we doing tonight, boys?
Oh, we're doing. We're just in that zone there. How about yourself?
Yeah, doing absolutely wonderful. Love the integrity of the game, snaking of the competitors. I truly appreciate doing. If you're not cheating, you're not trying, right?
That's true. I'm basically SMU in the mid-80s.
I wouldn't tell that to your tax guy.
He doesn't have to know. This is a you and me thing. All right, we got Cowboys at Lions tonight. How are we feeling about this one?
Absolutely loving the Dallas Cowboys. The Detroit Lions are in a free fall, just like they were at the tail end of last year with all their injuries. Ron St. Brown is going to be questionable at best if he does play. The defense is a little bit in shambles. They got to go against CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. Dak Prescott trying to make a late push for MVP. Go ahead, take him on the money line, +150.
All right, in the college game, Cash, UNLV at Boise State. How do you see this one?
I see it as we're going to have a lot of points and have a lot of fun. We're going to be riding with UNLV as their defense has been stepping up, allowing only 17 points in three of their last four games. This game did take place earlier in the year, and Boise State was able to run away with it. Maddox Mattson had a really good game. He's coming back from injury. This will be his first game back. Loving the running Rebs at +5.5.
How do you feel about blue fields there, Cash?
I don't like it. I don't like any of the different colors. Like, who is it? Like, one of the Michigan teams has that gray field. I don't know if y'all have ever seen it.
Maybe I don't acknowledge it anything above Indiana, so I wouldn't know.
Eastern Michigan then has that. The blue fields, it's interesting, is that a lot of birds every year die, Cash, because they think they're going into water, and it's just not. It's not water.
They have to tarp it, and so like, who wants to root for bird killers? Like, nobody. That's no fun.
Good spin.
Been
by
saying
you.
That for that's a while. We are anti bird killing, and it's good to hear you are as well. BYU at Texas Tech, probably going to be one of the most exciting games this weekend. What you got there?
Look, we handicapped this correctly, I believe, 2 or 3 weeks ago. BYU, they need to stay ahead of the chains, and they're just not able to do it against this Texas Tech front. That defensive line absolutely stonewalled them. Back then, they're going to do it exactly again, try to fight for the number 2 or 3 seed. Texas Tech -12.5, easy peasy.
All right, is it easy peasy for Ohio State as they take on Indiana in the Big Ten title game?
This one was interesting. It opened up at -6. It keeps going down. It's currently -4 at BetMGM. I think it's going to keep going down, I think only because it's in Indianapolis. The beautiful thing about that is it's going to be a dome. Ohio State's going to be able to throw all over them. Indiana's defensive backs are 5'9", 5'9", 5'10", and 5'11". No one's going to be able to match up with Jeremiah Smith. We saw Indiana struggle against Iowa and Penn State. Ohio State's defense is significantly better. You're going to be able to push them around, set the edge. Indiana becomes one-dimensional. Ohio State, not only -4, they win by 2 scores.
All right, before we get to the game of consequence, you mentioned about a lot of guys that would be considered short kings in football, not in real life. Have you heard my all-short king quarterback room idea?
I have not.
All right, Kyler Murray, Dylan Gabriel, and then you just draft the shortest guy that's draftable in this year's draft, and it's just nobody over 6 feet tall.
So it's just like the Oklahoma run out, just any Oklahoma quarterback who doesn't reach the 6 foot marker over here, boys.
Yep. Well, I think the idea is if you have Dylan Gabriel, he's so little, and then like Joe Flacco, he's so tall, they're not playing the same game. All right. They have completely different deficiencies. So if you get all short kings, you can build an offense for short kings.
Did we get short linemen as well?
I think that Willie Lampkin, I believe, is only on practice squads right now. I think we can get Willie Lampkin, 5'9", as a starting center. maybe we can go ahead and the fat kid from the Costco thing is a fat
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah.
Boom! Yeah, the Rizzler. I think he's got some eligibility coming.
Yeah, he does.
So
he's got some boom!
His dad's – or his, not dad, his uncle or whoever the hell that – weirdo
that
is
a weirdo.
He looks tall,
they've
but he's not.
So far off, Cash. I can't believe it. The Costco guys.
Yeah, the old chicken bake. One too many.
You hate it. All right, final one. Titans at Browns. What do we think about this game?
Well, as we all know, everyone is absolutely terrified of my Tennessee Titans. We have about 3 players that deserve to be in the NFL. We are 4-point underdogs. I don't think it's nearly enough. Cam Ward, I think, is going to get sacked at least 4 times, give up 2 touchdowns to the Browns defense. We don't have to worry about the Browns offense or special teams even touching the field to throw this game away, which I know it's been talked about, but the Browns special teams
are special.
This is one of the worst units I've seen all year. They are special. That is going to be the correct way to put it.
Wow.
But I believe the Browns win this running away -4. It feels gross. I've picked wrong on the Browns, I think, the last 4 weeks, so.
What about?
Might as well do it while they're winning.
Get pesos. He's on the loose.
all right. Well, loser gets Kevin Stefanski. How about that?
No, you can keep him.
No, you'd love him. He's got a strong jawline. He's a guy. He coaches. He went to Ivy Leagues. Come on.
No, we'll go ahead and just. We can both have our picture of Mike Vrabel as like the things we used to have hanging up in the locker room.
I didn't know what we were going to do with that picture. Cash, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thank y'all so much.
Speaking of strong jawlines, that's a good-looking man. Mike Vrabel, not Cash Lovey. I don't know what Cash looks like.
Oh, he's on Cash. We run a video conference with Cash.
I don't remember. That was 3 months ago.
Put it on the line with Cash Lovett, sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
That's the right call, Mac. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.